This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the cooling down voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, ready to tell you and ask you about your thoughts, your recent eating and drinking ideas, and everything else that makes the rest of your life full of good taste. And to make that easy, just call us at 260-6368.
We have a caller already. You
we
know
do?
That? And before I flatter ourselves,
I better
introduce
you.
I think he's been put up by our guest, who is
Put up by our guest?
Yeah, I think he might be with the Wow Wingery people.
Oh, no kidding.
By the way, Tom, my brother says that you need new music on the show, just so you know.
New music on the show? What, they don't like Holiday for Camp?
He said it puts him to sleep.
Okay, that's one of the things I'm trying to do.
Well, why though? Because you need people to
holiday
come.
For
what, Doug?
Holiday for old people.
Boy, I'm glad I'm not old.
Reggie, are you with Wow Wingery? That's what I want to know. Because if you are,
no.
Okay,
no, but
good.
I like the music.
Okay.
So the music's good.
Well, there's
all
right. One thing we don't have to worry about.
Hello, Reggie.
Right.
Reggie.
So. My question for you, I need a recommendation for late breakfast or early lunch on Friday. I'm just going to be in the French Quarter that morning, so I was hoping you'd have something. The last good breakfast I had was on the North Shore at Liz's. So what would you recommend for maybe the French Quarter or my travel back?
I'm still basking in the flattery that Reggie was waiting for us when we came on.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
yeah.
I think my pick would be... and I'll bet you Marianne will agree with me on this. The rib room at the Royal Orleans.
No, he's talking about breakfast. Wait,
breakfast.
You're talking about breakfast. Oh,
breakfast.
On the South Shore too. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they put out a nice.
I was still zoned out on the flattery. Are they? Do they do breakfast there?
Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah.
That.
They do a nice buffet.
Well, that's a great place.
And it's not one of those stupid buffets that are just piled high junky food.
Whoa,
it's
whoa,
really
whoa, whoa, whoa!
Good,
I don't think you can
stuff.
Gainsay a nice pile of crispy bacon.
Okay, well, you can have
wow.
mine. Yeah.
This is an honor to have Marianne on the phone, too. This is great.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, you didn't know I was here. I've
amazing.
Been hanging out with Tom for a couple of weeks.
No, yeah. No. I live in Alabama, so I don't. I have to listen over the internet when I can. So.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
In other times, though, there are, you know, there are two other restaurants I want to throw at you before you get out of here. And there are several restaurants along the street through Dauphine.
Oh.
Dauphine and along by next couple of.
Were you just looking for the quarter, though? Were you
No, isn't that what you said, the French Quarter?
You said quarter or just
the quarter because we're spending the night in the quarter. We're going to see Paul McCartney. But
there you go.
Necessary.
Okay. Anyway, along Dauphine Street, there is a number of really nice restaurants that have good breakfast, everything made to order.
Okay, right.
And it's the only one of its kind, so I think you'll find it easily enough.
I'm trying to think of a standalone breakfast place that I would know
the, well,
there,
the best one was the Coffee Pot, but the Coffee Pot is gone.
No longer there, yeah.
Yeah, too bad.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But I really do think that if I were looking for a really nice breakfast to get a show, get a day going in the French Quarter, I would go, really, and no kidding, to the Royal Orleans Hotel and right to the Rib Room, which is their main restaurant.
Oh, isn't there a Camellia Grill? What is that? What's that place? That you
there
love?
Is, in fact, a Camellia
yeah, that's
Grill.
Right there
there's
by the old WDSU on the corner of Toulouse and
It's kind of low agency sort of thing. It's not a big beautiful place, but if you want to have
a
place,
the original isn't either.
And you know, have some omelets or some scrambled eggs and pancakes and all of that, that would be a good place to go.
But if I don't rule New Orleans food, I would go to the Royal Orleans Hotel.
Royal Orleans, I think you would walk out of there feeling good. and thinking that it's a classy place with really good quality everything.
Excellent. That's great. Well, I enjoy your show, Tom. Mary, thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
I hope I have a great day, too. So you, too. Yeah, all of those. Why do I just go on with it?
Why do you keep going on? Is what I want
to create a show. What am I talking about?
Yeah. See, this is what I think every time you go on. So stop going on.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the food
that harsh?
Show. And every day, what we do is we talk about the best restaurants around town, the worst ones too. We had a couple of people on hold. Where did they go?
No, it was just Reggie, and we're just so...
Oh, just Reggie?
Reggie.
Oh, that was
Reggie just now,
by
and
himself?
He was waiting for us, and this is just so flattering to me.
Yeah, well, you know, we're always willing to help with whatever you have in your mind. If you're looking for a restaurant, if you're trying to figure out a recipe, if you want to tell a story about something that happened to you when you were at the coffee pot, or hey, you know who else has a breakfast all morning long? Big buffet, all good fresh stuff. You're not going to believe who. The Court of Two Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
The
sure.
Court of Two yeah. Sisters. It's good. And if especially if you like seafood, they
it's outside in the courtyard.
It's beautiful, the courtyard.
It's got a P-road big enough for a family of 20, full of shrimp, no less.
And come to think of it, I guess that kind of puts Brennan's on Royal Street pretty close to that.
Oh, duh. Brennan's on Royal, of course.
I think it's known as Breakfast at Brennan's.
Yeah, Tom. Why did you go right to the Rib Room instead of Breakfast at Brennan's?
Because I have a free-floating mind. And
is that it? Okay.
I don't grab for the obvious thing. I go for the unusual.
Obscure. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Reggie, there's Breakfast at Brennan's. Duh.
Right, yeah, if you miss that one.
Not
Breakfast
for you,
at Brennan's.
That's me going, duh,
it's,
to me. Why didn't
let's
I think of that?
See. They're on Dryads. No, I always want
to. I'm about to be hypnotized, Tom.
Yeah? Why?
Because there are window washers behind you.
Window?
Yes. Well, they're not like right behind you. They're below you. But there is a cord that they are dangling from that keeps going back and forth. Like, you know, if you were trying to hypnotize someone.
Yeah, you
so
sure are.
I wonder
what it would
if
be like
if I start
to
going back
hold?
To childhood memories, it's because I've been hypnotized by the cord from the window washers below the window.
She's not kidding. I just turned around and looked at it, and sure enough, there's a big rope hanging, and we're up on the
eighth floor.
It's not just
hanging,
floor.
It's going...
Going back
one
and forth.
One way and then back the other way.
Yeah, it'll get hypnotized.
260-6368. We had a great lunch just a little bit
we
ago.
We did, but it was a little on the classy upscale side, maybe more.
Well, you know, I said to myself, we could go to, we have about an hour. We could go to Flamingo, a go-go.
Flamingo.
And have a club sandwich. Or we could go spend $100 on lunch. So that
we
was
didn't
the easy.
That.
Well, we came close. That was the easy choice. So we went to August.
Yeah,
because we haven't been in a long, long time.
It has been a long time since I've been there for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
And it was.
They haven't missed a. Or have
the
they?
The food was fantastic. The service was kind of
iffy.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Kind of shocking.
Yeah, it's like they
but,
were
but I'll
trying
tell
to think
you what,
of something else to think about.
Yeah, or do.
Yeah.
But the food was absolutely right up there with their standards.
That wasn't a burger you had. That was
a
chicken
fried
burger.
Chicken sandwich. And the reason I got it was that they had fresh house chips. I'm sorry, you're going to get me every time. If you're making your own potato chips... I'm
make your own potato.
Actually, I was incredibly bad at lunch because not only did they have the fresh house-cut chips, but they had Bellegarde bread. There is no better bread to me than Bellegarde, unless you count the bread basket at Spago or the sourdough at Tartine, but those are in California. But locally, Bellegarde is the bellwether. It's
the bellwether. That's
good.
Very good. That's what a great line.
Good. Hi there. Come on in.
Well, we'll discuss that.
Walking into the studio now.
All of a sudden, we have a guest,
Creel
and
from
you
WOW.
Never know what's going to happen on the food show.
So,
and he has
with
a
food,
bag,
no less.
WOW.
We didn't need to go to lunch.
WOW was, and it still is, a famous radio station in Omaha. Have you ever been to Omaha? It'll be like living at home because the radio station there is WOW. Wow.
He does that to all the guests.
Wow, that's awesome.
He does that to all the guests. It's like you come in thinking you're going to talk about like your restaurant or something, and then there's something like an incoming that you have to just, you know.
Yeah, okay. But these are things that nobody exercises in their brain most day. I know I don't. Well, anyway, who is
Brad
this fella?
Brad Creel from Wow Wingery.
Wow,
the new
Wingery.
Improved Wow Wingery.
Yes, so the new one's called Wow American Eats.
Wow American Eats.
That's correct.
I'm not processing what I'm trying to get out of your brain. Or mine, either one. Tell me about this, because it's the name sounds familiar to me.
You started in our neighborhood, kind of, didn't you?
Yes. So we started in Covington.
Yeah.
We used to go back in the day
2001. When you were just... Oh, was it 2001?
Yeah, 2001 with Wow Cafe and Wingery.
That's right up by Three Rivers Road. That was the original, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember that.
We loved it.
Yeah. Me too. I grew up eating it. I was in my early 20s going there. And thought they had the best wings I've ever had. And then here we are, 13 years later, I've been working with them.
Yeah. So you're from Covington?
I am, the Covington, Mandeville area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are we.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Yeah. It's like a neighborhood place. We used to go in there all the time. The kids were younger, so wings were kind of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I remember all your sauces were so good.
Oh, yeah.
But they're better now,
it just
right?
slammed into me. I just remembered what that was. It's a sushi place now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, now I know.
You just have to go with it.
I couldn't get my head around. The name of the place. I said yeah.
I'm only here to kind of reel it in sometimes.
That's great.
So
we all need that.
Nobody's perfect. He certainly
except
does.
Except not for you, dear.
That goes without saying. So where's your new place?
So it's off the Madisonville Goodby exit. In Covington.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new sweet little spot over there.
Yes.
There's brand new Rouse's there. It's real beautiful. We're right next door. And it's the address is 13130 Highway 1085.
Our office is
across the interstate from there. So it's perfect. Mm. We get to really interact with everyone and be there all the time. And we did a soft opening. We're still on that soft opening, even though it wasn't really soft. It was hard and fast because everybody was so excited. So we've had a line out the door every day. It's been really,
great.
Really fun. Guests have been super excited about all the new stuff. And we're working out the kinks as we're going, obviously, because every time you open up a restaurant, it's an ever-evolving organism,
mm-hmm.
But the menu, I'm just super
jazzed about it, huh?
Yeah, it's really, really fun.
So tell us about it.
Well, I brought you guys today.
Oh, gosh, in a paper bag.
Yeah, so we have, I hope they can hear that at home. That's probably important.
What, the bag?
Yeah, no, just kidding. I brought y'all the crispy Cali chicken salad, and it's really, really beautiful. This is also the honey barbecue chicken wrap. So previously, this was known as our Memphis wrap, but we do our own Kansas City honey barbecue, and we do some grilled chicken on it, and have our honey mustard slaw that we took
honey mustard slaw.
Yeah, so a lot of the
what's in it?
The core from our Wow Cafe and Wingery, mm-hmm. we took all of our dishes that have kind of become famous or either locally or throughout the college networks that we're involved with all over the United States.
How many do you have now?
Wow Cafe has, I think, 56 locations.
And they're staying Wow Cafes?
Yeah, for now.
Okay.
We're going to roll in some of this stuff as we evolve and proof this prototype.
Doug is telling us that we have to take a break.
Yeah, but don't go anywhere.
He probably wants to come in here and look in the bag because he's very upset that we don't bring food in anymore.
Well,
that's it, Doug, right? Yeah, he'll be in here.
And while you're turning that around in your mind, realize and understand that WOW also turned upside down is mom.
Yay.
And so everyone knows their mom. We'll be back with more of the food show in a moment after first, please, this.
Is this on,
it's
by the
the
way,
food show.
On.
Yeah, put that on as any way you want. except backwards, because if you put it on backwards, I don't want to tell you what will happen.
260-6368. We have Brad Creel in the studio from Wow American Eats. Is that right?
That's right. American Eats. You did it.
That's a good name to have. Creel?
Creel. C-R-E-E-L.
Oh, Creel.
Yeah, close.
Was your father in the retail or maybe wholesale business?
My grandfather was a food broker here.
Yeah.
Verkasi and Hickey.
I remember them. I used to work for Time Saver a million years ago.
That's it.
And we had a guy named Creel come over all the time, C-R-E-E-L.
Yep, that was Al Creel.
Al Creel, that's him. That's absolutely him. I didn't know the other name till not now.
That was your grandfather?
Yeah, that was my grandfather.
Once again, we have proven one of my theories of New Orleans, and that is there are only 500 people living in this entire metropolitan area, or else that couldn't possibly have happened.
That is true.
Al Creel, his grandson comes in and says, "Hi, I'm Al Creel's son, grandson."
wonderful.
But then, that's right. When you think about it, you say, gosh, you know, I sure do live in an interesting world. Mm-hmm. I feel that way. What do you think about Marianne?
I'm being hypnotized right now, so I don't have any thoughts other than going back to my deep, deep childhood when I sat on the chicken and all that stuff. Yeah. The reason I say I'm being hypnotized is that you missed this, but there's a window washer below, and the rope keeps swinging back and forth like this. So I said I'm going to be hypnotized and reveal all of my childhood deeply repressed secrets. Growing up the middle child of seven, you know there's a lot of them.
Okay, let's go into some more food here. Tell me what's on your menu.
So we have the core from Wow Cafe and Wingery, the tenders that everybody loves.
So they still have all that?
Yep, we have the wings
in
the traditional marinade that we've always done.
Yes.
We have chicken sandwiches that we've added to the menu in the last probably 6 or 7 years or so that are a huge hit on all the college campuses that we're on.
How many college campuses? You said 56.
Yeah, so
those
we have like 56
campus?
Or so locations with
those
Wow Cafe.
Campus?
Those are, there's 4 full-service locations around the city here. And then we have a full-service location up at Adrian College in their hockey arena in
Where's
Michigan,
oh,
which
Michigan.
Is really
okay.
cool.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then most of the other ones are QSR, quick-service restaurants inside of college campuses, either in their student unions or we have a food truck coming up.
Oh, wow.
Up at Mount Sac in California.
You'll love that.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
all sorts
sure.
of fun Favorite. Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it just fits on the college
scene.
It's perfect.
Can't beat it. How many states are you in?
Oh, goodness. Well, we're in 29 different distribution centers.
No kidding.
So,
are you headquartered here?
Yes, we're headquartered in Covington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Sleepy little Covington.
Yeah. The Ballards grew up in and around over here and then went there to finish school and things like that.
So the corporate offices are off of
the
1077?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Madisonville Goodby exit right on the other side of the interstate from the new location.
Yeah, that's a really nice, that's building up really nicely out
it
there.
Is. It's really
is.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, especially I love where Wow American Eats is because there's a lot of young professionals that are moving to the area because it's more affordable. They're starting their families there. Mm-hmm. We're getting even just so far, we're getting a lot of families with young kids, and they get to run around and mess the place
Eat
up, and it's
wings.
Easy and fun.
Yeah.
And,
that's the. It's, I was about to say the fun. You know, maybe they're messing the place up, but that's what's fun.
That's what we do. That's what we want. You know, we want to come in and spill things and have a great time and feel.
Don't encourage it.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of,
spill some stuff.
Our new kids plate is really fun. We did like a big tray, and it's actually just an old taco. Platter.
And the drink just spills automatically.
And chicken on a stick for the kids.
Oh, that's great.
With some celery sticks and ranch and orange slices, fun juice boxes, and they can pick tots or fries or broccoli or whatever they want for their side. That's really fun for me because I'm a dad. So that's for me. I want my kids to be able to come in and get excited about it.
Uh-huh.
So that
Absolutely.
You can
do they really
sit
get excited about those
have
vegetables?
A great time. Yeah.
They do? Because my little grandson is 3 and a half, and he says, no zero salad. And then my son put some vegetables in his rice bowl and he goes, Papa, I told you, no green stuff.
So. Yeah. Well, they have to. I'm always move, testing things and have you know, bringing samples in and whatever. And I do a lot of that testing in my home. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's for dinner, you know?
Yeah.
And, and once you're cooking all day and testing things or whatever, I'm not, sorry, the menu's
you're
the
not
menu,
making
baby.
Mac and cheese? Aw, come
you
on.
Know? Well, you know, we keep a little reserve. We're not that strict. You know, we keep a little reserve of like the microwavable macaroni and cheese stuff, you know.
How old are your kids? How old are your kids?
I have Silas, he's 11.
Love that name.
Stella's 9. And little Robin is 5.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got our hands full.
Yes, you do, for sure.
But it also sounds like you're having a good time and everybody's learning.
Life's good.
That way.
It is good.
It's fun.
One of my favorite sauces back in the day was it had olives in it. Or it tasted like it had olives in it.
What would that be?
No, didn't have olives in it. It might have just tasted like it had olives in it, but it was really... Have you been there the whole time?
Well, for 13 years.
Okay, well, that's enough.
Trying to think about what sauce that would be.
Name some of your sauces.
So on our new menu, we have the Buffalo Original, Buffalo 2, which is a little warmer, and we have Buffalo 13. My good friend and also our VP of Brand Strategy, Reed Nolte, and I were talking about the numbers and if we wanted to go. We used to have Buffalo 3, and everybody said, oh, it's not hot enough. It's not hot enough. We said, we should just skip all the numbers in between and just go to 13. And so now it's really hot, but it's delicious. I hope my friends at the Louisiana Pepper Exchange are listening right now because they have changed the way that we can do sauces. Because they have purees, and so now we use fresh pepper purees that they make for us. Of course, we can't do that in-house. It's dangerous. It's an ingredient.
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, capsaicin, is that how you say it?
Capsaicin, yeah, all of that. And it burns. And,
it really does.
And even just using the purees, I always tell our great staff, you know, put your gloves on. You don't want to touch that. And then later on, touch your eye or something, you know. But we're doing all of our sauces with these fresh pepper purees. So that's how we ended up with our new and improved Buffalo 13, which is what we're serving nationwide, but then also in our Wow American Eats, the new prototype. And even now, still, we have people that say, oh, you're going to have to make it hotter. And you know what? I think your taste buds are broken or something. Because I taste it and I'm immediately sweating.
You're crying.
But it's delicious. And for me, I want to make a sauce for people that – is fresh and delicious and gets that
you don't want to kill the taste buds.
Yeah, but it can also deliver the heat, and that's sure. one of those ingredients that we're using.
Louisiana Pepper Exchange.
Yeah, Louisiana Pepper Exchange.
Give me their contact.
I will.
I want to have them on.
They're great friends of ours.
All right, so go ahead. Tell us what else you got.
So we've got the Buffalo 1213. We've got the Kansas City Honey Barbecue. That's been a staple for years. We have a new sauce that's really fun. It's have you ever heard of white barbecue sauce or Alabama white?
No. Is it creamy?
It's creamy. It's white.
It?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. No, it's not that stuff that they put on like biscuits and stuff.
No, that not a sausage gravy. That would be very strange.
This one's
got a little apple cider vinegar in it, a little horseradish, a little black pepper, a little hot sauce, and it's one of those sauces that you really can't pinpoint what's in it, and it's really fun. And one of the amazing things about my job is I get to travel and work with chefs and learn from them and see what regional things are really happening. So that sauce has morphed into what we call now the Alabama King, and it's great. And we actually are doing toppings on our wings now, so you can get your wings naked, tossed, or fully dressed.
Okay.
And fully dressed is kind of an homage to Louisiana. You want that dressed? You want that fully dressed? You know? And we know what that means here, but we're kind of taking that to the wing game. And so for the Alabama King, you get purple cabbage, pickled purple cabbage on top, and then a little bit of Malden finishing salt on top of that.
A little bit of what?
Malden salt.
What is that?
It's a handmade finishing salt from Maldon.
Malden's what?
Maldon.
Malden.
Where's that?
Maldon. So it's I believe.
I was about to say I'm pretty good at geography.
I believe that it is an island or a settlement that is governed by the Royal UK.
I it keeps sounding to me like a guy Maldon. Who used to play for the Saints.
Have to write that down.
Maybe.
Okay, so you said things that are happening regionally. Fun. So stop right there and tell us what's happening regionally. You've been out looking to see what's happening regionally. What's going on?
All over. You know, the thing that excites me most about American Eats, which is why we have that name, is that the way people in America eat. We don't have like this. Oh well, it's just been the way we've been eating. Otherwise, we've been eating a lot. We would eat a lot of Native American food.
Right. Exactly. Know? Yeah.
So the beautiful thing about the United States is we have all of these cultures coming from all over the world. So we have amazing Japanese cuisine and Chinese and Cantonese and
but I call it fake American. It's all fake American.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you went in Japan, it really wouldn't be like that. Or in China, you really wouldn't have it like that. But I like the milder version, the American
Absolutely.
Version.
We take it and
it's
we
like
make it palatable
down.
For
it's
everybody.
Down.
And it's kind of an adventure when you go. When I go out to eat and spend my own money, I want to make sure I'm getting something I'm going to enjoy. And so we
like
make
Lowland,
it that way.
Like Lowland Covington.
Yeah.
This is the Food Show. We're coming to you live from our studios overlooking a big, big window with a big, big rope on top of it. And in the meantime, we're talking with Brad Creel, who is the guy who has reinstituted, well, I don't know, probably never was gone. It was just something I didn't know enough about. Anyway, it's... tell me the name of it again.
Wow American
Wow
Eats.
American... Why don't I know that immediately? Because I remember it. Like,
it's brand new.
Well, that's it. Okay, that explains everything. All right, we will be back with more of the Food Show in just a moment after. First, please, this. Talk about eating here. And if you've ever thought otherwise, may I disabuse you of the otherwise-ness. We will talk about anything having to do with eating, about restaurants, about cooking, about growing your own food, you know, whatever it is, it's good enough for us because you like it too. Everybody likes a good plate of food whenever it shows up, and then you get a chance to remember all of the great ones that you've had in throughout your life. And then you just keep on going with it, life full of fun things.
Speaking of things throughout your life.
Yes.
Mommy, I broke your favorite bowl.
Huh?
I'm conjuring up my repressed memories from my hypnosis.
Oh, honey, yes. You have never had
I hypnosis. Threw it behind the curtain. No. 260-6368. We're being silly here. There's a window washer who's had a rope that's been going back and forth. I've been saying I've been
still
hypnotized.
There,
Who knows what's going to come out? It's strange enough when I'm not hypnotized. We have Brad Creel here, and he is with Wow America Eats.
Wow, American Eats.
Oh, there's an end. I wasn't sure. We're going to get it before you leave. You can't leave till we get it straight. American Eats. Okay. All right. And he's brought some food here. Tell us about your food.
Yeah, so I brought the Crispy Cali salad.
Crispy Cali salad. That's a good little joke here. It's half Mexican, half American.
Yeah. So we were talking about where all the food, you know,
the regional,
American
yes.
food comes from. And... I spent some time in Mexico City learning from some of their amazing chefs.
Oh, really? I'm still waiting to get there.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's what everybody says.
Unbelievable.
And I've still not gotten there.
Had no idea what I was walking into. I mean, the whole time I was just in awe of everything that is going on down there.
Is that right?
And then especially culinary. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, I have a friend who is obsessed with Mexico City, and all she can talk about is the street tacos.
Oh, yeah. The street tacos are just insane.
Yeah.
And then... The fine dining, Mexican fine dining, which I mean, you know, there's going to be
Mole
fine
poblano.
Dining of everybody with or every region or you know country, but that you growing up in America, you don't know what you know what
fake American food.
Yeah, and you go to the Mexican place and you get quesadillas and burritos and tacos,
and you love it,
and it's
but
great,
it's not real.
You know. But a lot of times you're going just because they have good margaritas, you know.
Right.
And then just the food just complements it.
We like the queso
it,
finito.
You know? Yeah,
the Chori queso. We like the Chori queso.
Really good.
Yeah. I mean, La Carreta on the North Shore.
Yeah.
It's our favorite.
I love those guys.
It's totally
Saul
fake, but we love
is
it.
Such a such an amazing guy.
Yeah, he is. He is, really.
It's crazy. I remember being, younger, 6 years ago or so, and I met him one time with Paul Ballard, the founder of WOW. And talked to him for 2 minutes in WOW. And then weeks and later, go, wow, sitting in Coretta's, and all of a sudden this food shows up on my table, and he comes out, and I sent some things out for you, Brad. Yeah. You know, amazing. You know, just
yeah, he's so interesting and quite the entrepreneur.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. He really is. He really is. You know, he's got a tequila company too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don Saul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good to have a place named after you without having even tried
real
hard.
Well, you know he would do that.
Saul?
I mean, I love Saul, but, you know, that's so fitting. I love it. Anyway.
I think that it's good to have a healthy little dose of narcissism in different personalities.
You need it.
You have
need
to.
It.
Yeah.
Not
know?
As good as me, though.
You need it to
no
amass.
One, no one's as good as you, Tom.
You need it
they
to
better
amass
not be.
That kind of success. You do.
Absolutely. You have to be confident in who you are and the brand that you are.
There are lots of people who are ready to smack you down. Like, I have a woman that I know that I just love, and she's got a restaurant, and it's a really good restaurant. Mommy. No. He's going back this way. Mommy. Patrick's picking on me. No. I'm just going to have that silly little shtick going. Anyway. Yeah, but she's traumatized by stuff like Yelp, and I smack her, and I mean, I want to smack her, and I say, you know, you can't pay attention to stuff like that.
No, you have to take everything. There's a balance, you know. We right now, because we're in the middle of the opening, I was bringing up Reed again. I was talking to him on the phone earlier, and he brought up a review, you know. And I said, you know, I'm not really reading those right now. Not right now. Uh-huh. Just because I have to be very focused on what this process has taken us to, you know?
Yeah.
And so we have this beautiful menu. Is it going to be the same forever? No. No way. We're going to always evolve it.
Yeah.
We're going to always change things. Things might drop off the menu. Sauces, we limited our sauces to 10.
How many sauces
you know?
Do you have?
All right. So let's list them. Buffalo 1, 2, 13, Kansas City, Honey Barbecue, the Alabama White, Santa Fe, which is amazing.
That's
also,
the one I loved.
Also using now, the new one is, and I hope you love it, because I'll make sure you have it when you come by. It's the same base, and that we have our own taco spice that we developed with Paul Prudhomme, God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm.
We still have all that in there, but we're using the Louisiana Pepper Exchange Chipotle puree in it.
Okay.
So it's making all of these ingredients that we chose to put into these things. It's just adding authenticity, you know, not just flavors of things, but where those flavors come from into the ingredients. So we have the Santa Fe. We have, of course, our ranch to dip it in. We can we don't actually even have blue cheese on the menu as a dipping
Imagine
sauce.
Imagine that.
At a wing joint. But we can make it for you. No problem. We do it. When somebody asks for it, we mix it up real quick
like
and send
salads.
It out, you know?
I used to like your salads.
What
yeah.
happened?
Well, I mean, I haven't been there in a long time.
Oh,
I don't have
good
kids
answer.
Anymore, so, you know.
Well, you'll be happy because all those are elevated now, too. You
good,
know?
Good. Wait, did you finish the list of sauces?
So, okay, I'm on the spot.
I'm still trying to get to the one that tasted
this.
Like olives to me.
The Asian teriyaki is yeah. really good. Shanghai is one of probably our most awarded sauce, and that is a really, I call it the science experiment.
Does it have sesame oil in it?
Because it's really fun.
Does it have sesame oil?
No.
Good, because I don't like sesame oil.
No, it's all sorts of things like brown sugar and sriracha and soy sauce.
And God's great gifts.
Regular granulated sugar for texture. We use a little Karo syrup in it for thickness.
Sounds incredibly sweet.
But it's and there's an amazing mustard that Coleman's
good.
Mustard that we use in there.
Coleman's mustard's really great.
Oh my goodness,
it is good.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I got to work with the master of sauces for all of these guys, a guy named Andrew Hunter, and he is. He's been with all sorts of people. He was with Wolfgang Puck for years as his head of Fast Casual. Now, though, he is, and I got hooked up through our vendors at Keekaman, or our vendor partners at Keekaman. He's the head of culinary in North America for Keekaman. And so we've actually become good friends through this process, and I could not have done any of that without him, because I'm not a chef. I'm a guy that loves food. I'm a culinarian. I study trends. We talk about what's happening out there, and we come up with a skeleton, and then I say we go and get to spend time with people like Andrew and Chef Adam Moore and all these guys. Now we have as a part of our umbrella organization, Ballard Brands, the Garces Group, which is called Ideation Hospitality up in Philly, and Jose Garces, the Iron Chef, had a lot of input in it with his team, Greg Cipriani and all those guys on this menu as well. So it's really cool. We have a really cool band set up here.
Where, yeah, you sounds know, like you're making...
Make a couple phone calls and get something figured out, you know, either on the fly or sit and plan things out really strategically.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm trying to think of the other sauces now.
If people had Rolodexes, I'd say, I want you to hit your Rolodex for me, but no one has those anymore. So I might call you up and say, hey, I want so-and-so's contact info. Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah, okay, so then I don't know what it was, but it tasted like olives to me.
I mean, it could have been an olive oil-based, like the Italian garlic and herb or something like that.
Well, the Santa Fe, is
we
that
had
olive
a Parisian
oil-based?
Back in the day, maybe. Which was like a lemon pepper.
Yeah, maybe. Is the Santa Fe olive oil-based?
No.
What is it?
We actually use our original buffalo sauce as our base.
Is there butter in it?
Butter.
Satisfyingly fat. So it's butter. It's butter.
Look out. It's butter.
It's butter. Yes.
There are worse things you can eat.
Mommy,
absolutely.
I ate
remember
the whole
that we weren't supposed to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Growing up. They were,
eggs. They wouldn't let you eat eggs.
You got to eat margarine. And then they're margarine gives you cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Go back to butter.
It kind of looked like it did way back in the day, I have to say.
There are certain things that I still just want a big old dollop of margarine on.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't know. Because the time that I grew up in, you know?
No. Well, you're young.
Just a piece of toast or something, you know?
Yeah. Try butter. Oh.
We use a lot of butter now in WOW as well. We melt it down and do our blackened chicken breasts and blackened shrimp in it.
Blackened shrimp sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have a real problem when I go to restaurants because I would like to have blackened something, and I just imagine in my mind that they're using canola oil, which I don't care what the American Heart Association says. Mm-hmm. It's not good for you.
No.
So I feel like I want to say, can you do it in olive oil or butter even?
We butter. We
so
do,
you are grilling with butter.
In butter.
Okay. Well, that's good. You're going to see me.
Yeah.
You're going to see me because I really do worry that, you know, people are doing the canola oil, omega-6.
Yeah, you know, all of that. Omega-6. It's a balance. You have to balance those ingredients out. And, you know, I feel when you go out to eat, it should be a treat.
Right? Yeah.
So I eat very differently at home.
Yeah, so spread the toast
with
your...
Well, we never eat at home, so it becomes less of a treat when all your meals are eaten out.
Well...
And you can always...
You have some good options at WOW, so we'll take care of you.
Good. Good. I want those options.
If I did that, if I didn't eat clean at home with my love of food, I would be 700
pounds. Yeah, I know. It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Tom.
Yeah?
When I first started dating Tom, I had a salad and I'd quit at the salad and Tom would go on for another 6 courses. And then over the course of a few
years. Somebody's got to do it.
My own 6 courses. You know, it's bad.
Some of these trips where we go on to explore, and you know, I'm a part of this organization called the GCIA. It's the Global Culinary Innovators Association. And so we do meetups. In San Diego, and that's what I was in Mexico City, Miami. You know, we go on these dine arounds, is what they call them.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That feels rough.
When you get home, it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get back to normal?
Every
life?
Night, you lay down on the hotel bed and you go, I'm never eating again.
Yeah.
And then the very next morning, you're like, I'm ready for breakfast. What is wrong
sure
with
you
me?
Did.
What is wrong with me?
Because your stomach's been stretched out from the night before and wants more food. 260-6368, if you would like to talk to our guest, Brad Creel, who is here from WOW American Eats.
And in the meantime.
You did it.
Oh, you think we're finished?
No, I'm clapping. She got the name right.
Oh, yeah. Well.
The Pepper Exchange.
Pepper Exchange.
Maybe. I hear that some of our vendors have other clients. Yeah. I let them know about that.
I would never have let that get out. Yeah.
All right. Brad, why don't you tell us what you have here so Doug can come in and eat it.
All right. So it looks like they surprised us also. because I asked for the honey barbecue chicken wrap, and it's here, and it looks great. But we also have the Buffalo Crispy, and the Buffalo Crispy, we're doing hand-battered fried shrimp on it. And, of course, if you're old school and you've been going to the WOW wherever you live forever, and you come in and you say, buffalo with shrimp, what are you doing? Just we'll do fried chicken, no problem, you know? You can also get grilled chicken or whatever, but we try not to play 20 questions with you. You decide what you want.
There you go. That's the way it ought to be.
So we have the you know, on the Buffalo Crispy, we've got a lettuce blend of romaine and baby kale. And then we actually diced
baby
up.
Baby kale. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's delicious.
Okay.
That's why. And then we dice up
we're not your kids, Brad.
Fresh celery.
Don't try to sell it.
Diced celery, buffalo sauce, our world famous ranch, blue cheese crumbles, and crispy shrimp.
All right.
And then on the honey barbecue, we have, this was previously known and still known in the WOW Cafe models as the Memphis wrap. And so it's got honey barbecue sauce.
The
Memphis.
Memphis.
Memphis
okay.
wrap.
Yeah.
So we have the honey barbecue sauce with grilled chicken, the lettuce blend, and our honey mustard coleslaw in there.
Sounds good to me.
It's really nice. And then the salad, it's the Cali cotija salad, or the crispy Cali salad. And so we have roasted corn and peppers and onions. We roast them off and then chill them. So when we put it on the salad, it doesn't wilt your lettuce and all that, but it gives it a really nice sweet taste. And then we add little black beans, finely shaved radish, and grilled chicken. And then we top it with some cotija cheese, grated cotija cheese, which is like
is
a Mexican.
Cotija or cojita?
Cotija.
Cotija.
C-O-T-I-J-A.
Oh, so I have it wrong. I thought it was C-O-J-I-T-A. Okay, so it's cotija.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's something else called that.
That's good
this
stuff.
Cheese. Yeah, it's delicious.
Chihuahua cheese
is good, too.
Yeah, it really reaches out and grabs you.
Yeah, and so that's all of these ingredients are, you know, really cotija is Mexican, famous in Mexico, and it was hard for us to get it, you know? So it's kind of fun when it's hard to get it because you know that it's not.
Nobody else has it.
Yeah, in our market, our distributors are like, oh, where do we get that from? And I feel like, okay, great, I'm on the right track. My buddy Brad, who was in procurement for our company, he's so awesome and willing to work with me on trying to find some of this stuff, you know. So we've had to get it creative on the distribution end. But we actually get it in blocks and grade it in-house. And then the dressing is really delicious. It's a cotija cotija.
Doug, can I stick my finger in the dressing before you eat it?
I'm sure you won't mind.
Okay, I want to try it.
It's really good. So it's a chipotle. Chipotle cotija. It's not spicy. We kept the heat levels way down, but
well,
you can taste it.
Yeah.
So you can imagine when you throw it on that salad.
Yeah.
It's a really cool,
that's good, Doug. You're gonna like it.
Great summer salad.
I think I'll eat it before you get in here, Doug.
Well, it's certainly been a great morning. Is it morning?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm glad you came in, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm so thankful to be here.
We'll
Thank
see
you
tomorrow. You're going to be there tomorrow?
I will.
No, not tomorrow. Thursday. Thursday.
But I will also be there tomorrow.
Okay, well, I won't. I'll see you on Thursday.
105.3 FM HD2, Kenner, New Orleans. It's WWL, the Big 870, and all those other things, too.
HD2.
And the it's time for the news, and we'll be back after that with another hour of the food show here on the Big 870 WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.